Last year, there were 202 chronically homeless people in Forsyth County. But according to the Winston-Salem and the Forsyth County 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness, this number decreased to 82 during this year's point-in-time count. It was taken January 30th. Andrea Kurtz is Senior Director of Housing Strategy at United Way of Forsyth County. She believes this drop is due in part to social service agencies making a significant priority change.
If we move them into housing as the first priority, that the other issues in their life, be it a substance abuse or a mental health disorder or difficult to find employment, become easier to deal with and treat once they feel secure and motivated to keep their housing. It is really successful at helping people make other changes in their life.
The point-in-time count is the annual homeless assessment required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Other areas of progress, the number of homeless veterans has dropped from 43 in 2012 to 38 this year. Also in 2012, 134 homeless families were identified. This year, that number decreased to 101. Kurtz says the Rapid Rehousing Program is one tool helping many families get into and stay in stable homes all over the county.
What Rapid Rehousing does is it provides short-term cash assistance that helps people get into housing. And we will stay involved with a family anywhere from usually 3 to 24 months. So every 3 months we sit down and do a review with the family to make sure that either they're in a place where they can be self-sufficient and move out on their own without our support, or that they've been connected to longer-term supports than we can provide.
But there's been a jump in the number of homeless children. In 2011, during the point-in-time count, 243 youngsters were in Winston-Salem or Forsyth County shelters. Last year, that number increased to 266. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.